John, chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She therefore ran and came to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter then left with the other disciple, and they went to the tomb. And they both began running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. And stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter, therefore, also came after him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth that was on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who came to the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For as yet they had not understood the scripture, that it was necessary for him to rise from the dead. So the disciples returned to where they were staying. But Mary kept standing outside of the tomb crying. Then, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet of where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." After she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but didn't realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Don't hang on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, 'I ascend to my Father and your Father, even my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene then came and told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. When it was evening of the day, the first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. And Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "May you have peace." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When they saw the Lord, the disciples were filled with joy. Jesus therefore said to them again, "May you have peace. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whoever's sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Whoever's sins you retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and touch them with my finger, and feel the wound in his side with my hand, I will not believe." And 8 days later his disciples were again inside a room with the doors locked. But this time Thomas was with them. Jesus came again and stood among them and said, "May you have peace." Then said he to Thomas, "Stretch out your finger and see my hands, and put your hand here and feel my side. And don't be without faith, but instead believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." In fact, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But they have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Anointed One, the Son of God, and that believing you may have the Father's life through his name. This is the end of John, chapter 20. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.